The Volta Regional Minister, Henry Ford Camille, says the Volta University is ready with a full complement of staff and physical infrastructure to start full operations. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Camille said the number of caliber of applications the university has received are overwhelming. According to him, the university is well positioned to be an excellent center of teaching and learning in the sub-region. He spoke to George Ankra.
I think that people usually associate the readiness of a university to take off with some level of fiscal infrastructure. That is very, very true, but that should not be the determining criteria. For health and allied sciences, a lot has been done for the program to take off in September. The full complement of management is now in place. Rigorous exercises towards recruiting head of faculties and the lecturers, you know, to start the programs. That is almost concluded. There is a council headed by Professor Nyiloho that is also in place. Some level of fiscal infrastructure is in place. The vice chancellor, president, okay. Existing infrastructure that used to belong to the nurses, we call it the nurses flats, which are going to be absorbed as assets of the university, are being worked on very feverishly. The programs for the first year, especially for the biomedical sciences, we will not need so much fiscal infrastructure. This can go on. I think the most important thing is the extent to which the human capacity of the institution is ready and well prepared to begin the programs. And I can assure you that the caliber of people who have applied to teach in this university is going to be a center of excellence in the whole sub-region. It's going to be the envy of everybody. And so everything is on course. The information I have is going to be about 200. There's going to be a campus in Ahoy. The main campus will be in Ahoy.
And would that not pose a problem if they have to do a campus on one side and the lecture halls on another? Can you explain?
Even if the university is in existence, Legon still has problems, Tech still has problems, Kepo still has problems. Problems will always be there once we continue to develop and once we continue to grow. But the ability to overcome these challenges as you are growing and as you are developing is what matters. And I believe that whatever the challenges, we have government support, we have support from everybody. We are all prepared and yearning for this project to take off. And so whatever challenges come, we'll sit down and try to address them.
That was the Volta Regional Minister Henry Ford Camille.